So 2015 was a year of some big changes. One of them took place in one of the fanciest offices in Washington, as we discussed in November. Paula, former House Speaker John Boehner cleaned up the mess of the budget agreement before we left, but he did leave something for new Speaker Paul Ryan to clean up. What?
Graffiti on the walls?
Not quite.
Obama sucks, XUX.
Oh, was there a smell? He
yes,
left a smell?
The terrible smell. The smell of?
Defeat?
We'll give it to you. He had to get rid of John Boehner's smell, which was, of course, caused by John Boehner's smoking habit. The Speaker's office off the House of Representatives in the Capitol smells like an enormous ashtray. This is doubly upsetting for Paul Ryan. As you know, he's a health nut, doesn't like smoking, and as one of the youngest members of Congress, is really more into vaping.
I think Paul Ryan is being a little bit much. I think he's being a little
fastidious.
Demanding.
Yes. Yeah. He said he's going to bring in one of those ionizer-type air fresheners they have. If that doesn't work, just a bunch of those pine tree-shaped air fresheners.
He is such a classic Rage Against the Machine fan.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to bring in an ionizer.
Like, wait a minute.
The Venn diagram of Paul Ryan and Rage Against the Machine fans is just Paul Ryan.
So he.
That's it. I guess
so
that's
wait a minute.
I
mean. So he is a fan of the anarchist punk band, punkish band, Rage
yes,
Against the
exactly.
Machine. Does Rage Against the Machine know this?
They do. I think it became a thing in the 2012 election when he was the vice presidential candidate. I don't think Ryan went as far as playing their music at rallies and stuff, probably because Mitt Romney's ears would have bled if that happened.
I think he's forming a quartet there, a Rage Against the Machine quartet.
Oh, I think meant like a barbershop.
Yeah, barbershop. Oh. They're going to do those songs in barbershop.
Like Trent Lott used to have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
That was
that would
lovely.
Be great. F you, I won't do what you tell me.
Yeah.
F you, I won't do what you tell me.
F you, I won't do what you tell me.
F you, I won't do what you tell me.
But politics were not the only source of alarming news in 2015.
Peter, according to the internet, the new look for men, the one that women crave, is what?
It is heavy, balding, and insensitive to their feelings. No,
you're actually almost right.
Is it just heavy?
Yeah, it's you're sort of looking like what?
Like Jerry Garcia.
I'll give you a hint. When that guy takes off his shirt, the only six pack I want to see is a six pack of juice boxes.
Juice boxes? Looking like a baby?
No. Who often carries around juice boxes?
Children? Juice delivery men. Dad?
Yes,
looking
dad.
Looking like a dad?
Looking like a dad. Specifically, the dad bod. The dad bod is the best news for men since we found out we get to run everything. According to a column by college sophomore Mackenzie Pearson, that went viral this week, everybody was talking about it, the new attractive body type for men is the dad bod. According to her, this is a look that says, quote, I go to the gym occasionally, but I also drink heavily on the weekends and enjoy eating eight slices of pizza at a time.
This was written by a college sophomore?
This was written by a 19-year-old woman.
With
and her theory,
issues.
Her theory, which is a great theory.
I love the way dads look. Oh, no.
She's yeah. like, the new look that's in for that women love is my dad's body.
You're like, well,
what's up, lady?
Oh, Mackenzie.
Well, she has a number of reasons. The idea is that women, she posits, do not like the chiseled, you know, muscular fit look so much as they like the more comfortable dad look.
I have been saying this for years.
And it's true.
For years I've been telling women this.
Yeah. I know.
And they don't listen.
It's terrible.
I do think the body you described is generally just a man body.
Yeah.
Like childless with child, like someone who works out sometimes.
That's exactly it.
And then drinks. Sounds yeah. like pretty much my observation across the board.
Yeah.
Up to this point in my life.
Yeah, and the message for all those men is you don't have to feel bad because that's what women really like.
I don't know if I'd say really like.
So, Jesse, McDonald's is updating the Hamburglar. Now, instead of a cartoonish thief, he's what?
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
And to me, he looks like an actual criminal. Like that's a hardened criminal.
A hardened criminal.
Like someone you should genuinely be afraid of.
Right. You're saying he's not so much a burglar as sort of a home invader, is
he
what
looks,
you're saying.
It looks like there might be a home invasion.
I understand. No, actually, the answer is he's a suburban dad.
See,
the
No. He does not look like a suburban dad.
Wait, that's what it is? Suburban dad?
Yeah. The answer is suburban dad. Let me explain. Now, the Hamburglar has not been seen in a McDonald's commercial for 13 years.
Because he was in jail.
Well, yes.
And he's out on DNA evidence
now. No, it turns out.
The most recent Serial podcast got him out.
Yeah, really?
That's what next season Serial is going to be about.
That would be so funny.
Sarah Koenig.
If on some next year's Serial, I'd be like, hi, I'm Sarah Koenig. This week on Serial, the Hamburglar. And then you hear rubble, rubble, rubble.
You have rubble, a call rubble. From the McDonaldland Penitentiary. Rubble, rubble. The fact that everybody got that is ridiculous.
Yeah. You know who has a dad body?
Who?
Grimace.